Okay, I'd like to be joined in studio by Anto Dillon. Anto is part of the All Clean Coast Group. Anto, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks for having me.
So, Anto, we're going to speak a little bit about plastic pollution and the effect it's having both locally, internationally, and so on, the effect it's having on our environment. And we'll also maybe touch a little bit on climate change a little bit later on. But first, as part of the All Clean Coast Group, you do regular beach cleanups. What kind of things have you found washed up on the beach, and what kind of impact are they having on our environment?
We organise a beach clean once a month, usually kind of the middle of the month on a Saturday at low tide. We had one just last Saturday, and we'll be having one again next month, probably on the 14th of July. But it's a combination of refuse that's left behind by users of the beach, and stuff that's washed in with the tide. So you'd have cans and plastic containers, bottles, and then small particles of plastic, and bits of fishing thing, baby wipes, cable ties, any kind of plastic particles. Most of those small plastic particles are supposed to be washed in. The stuff that's left behind is usually fully formed, like plastic bottles or cans or wrappers and stuff.
Why is there so much attention at the moment in the media about plastic and plastic particles, and why has it come to the fore now? Is only because now they've only discovered how damaging it is to the environment, and how long it takes. And we're talking hundreds of years before these things can break down.
It's true. It's in the news quite a lot at the moment. There seems to be nearly an article every other day about it at the moment. But it's relatively recently that the effects of plastic pollution have been discovered on the ocean. There was I think maybe in the late 90s there was a sailor man going back through the Pacific Ocean, and he discovered this massive area of the Pacific Ocean that was just covered in plastic pollution, plastic things that people had forgotten about, that just went out to sea, but they're actually amassing in this area of the ocean. And then since then, it's kind of been gradually becoming more and more awareness about it, and people are becoming more concerned now, because it's really kind of hitting home, because nearly every beach in the country, after the tide is washed out, you'll find small pieces of plastic that are being left behind, and it just goes to show that it's so prevalent in our ocean.
What kind of an impact are these plastic particles having? What's number one? Fish life, marine life, is it hindering them, or is it endangering certain species?
It's endangering all the marine life, because there are some plastic particles will be so small that they're swallowing them and thinking they're food, and then it gets stuck in their systems, and then for humans who eat eating fish, obviously there's probably already plastic in the fish, and then birds are picking it up. There's plastic in the fishing nets, and that's getting tangled up in animals that are marine life that's in the sea, because it doesn't break down obviously when it's plastic. It stays forever in the sea, and it just keeps affecting everything that it touches.
So it might be a bit of a wake up call for people to know that the plastic that they discard could possibly end up in the fish that they're eating. What kind of an impact will that have on their health, if any?
Well, I suppose people believe that there's toxins in plastic, and that's it affects your health. Obviously, some people think it's a carcinogenic, but some of that is, it's hard to prove that type of thing, but that's, in general, it's not good, basically, to be...
Ingesting or eating plastic from a fish that could be there for many years, like decades, perhaps, even.
Exactly,
You're digesting that. That can't be good for anyone else.
No, not at all, no.
So what can we possibly do, Anto?
Well, what we're doing in our beach cleans is really only addressing the symptoms of the problem, and it's I suppose we're trying to create awareness of the plastic pollution issue. But at government level, we need to take, there needs to be initiatives about single-use plastics, because when you go to your supermarket and you want to buy, for example, coleslaw or potato salad, the only thing you can put it in is a plastic container, which is a single-use item. So when you bring that home, you can't reuse it. You have to wash it, and hopefully you'll put it in your green bin. And otherwise, it goes into refuse. And once it goes in refuse, it just has to be... It goes to landfill, but if it's at least if it's put into the recycling bin, you'd hope it's been recycled. But we need more initiatives to cut down single use plastic and for plastic to be recycled properly, because there's so much amount of plastic that is recyclable, but it's going to waste and it's going to landfill.
Have there been any developments, I suppose, scientifically to create something other than plastic that is more environmentally friendly? You think now with the advancements in science and technology that something would be on the way that would be more biodegradable or that would have less of an impact on the environment?
Well, there are biodegradable, like you can get biodegradable cups and spoons for takeaway. I think they're made of potato starch or that type of thing, and they actually have quite a few uses, they don't biodegrade straight away. You can use them quite a few times, but that type of thing is a step in the right direction. But I suppose in general, single use items are bad news, because once you're using something once and then discarding it, there's a lot of energy goes into creating something that is only being used once, and that feeds into the climate change issue, I suppose. But that's something that we need to be aware of and try to cut out.
No, there's a movement on at the moment as well to cut out plastic straws.
Yeah.
To use alternative.
And also the coffee cups is a big one at the moment. I think some places are giving discounts if you bring back a reusable coffee cup, you might get 10% off your coffee or something. Those type of initiatives are hopefully will gain ground and people will pick up on those.
It's a sad state of where we've ended up, really. You know, you go back maybe 30, 40 years when you think about bottles that were used and reused, and people had brought back the bottles after they used them back to the shop. That's some of that still exists in I think across Europe. I think that there's talks about maybe reintroducing it here, but I mean it makes so much sense, to wash and bring back the bottles, rather than putting them into recycling or landfills.
And supermarkets. The issue is raised with supermarkets about the amount of plastic packaging. For example, you get your cucumber in a plastic wrap, but supermarkets will tell you that once it's in a wrap, it has much more of a shelf life. And that, I suppose that's an argument, it's something we need to be aware of, and we need to try to cut down. Like, I know the cellophane that the cucumber comes in, it isn't recyclable, so that just is waste straight away.
Well, this all, of course, leads on to the wider issue of climate change. We've seen over the last few summers, or a few winters here. Right here locally in Youghal. I mean, we've had two very severe winters, and last year in particular was very severe. And obviously we had the Ophelia followed by the Beast from the East.
Yeah, the few storms we had.
So a very, very harsh winter for many people, and the winter seemed to go on forever. Some people say there was no spring, it went straight from winter into summer, which I think is probably true. Are all these... the impacts that we're creating on the environment, like plastics and like everything else, is that all contributing to this climate change?
Yeah, I think the crux of the climate change is that humans are having an effect on the climate change deniers, such as Trump and those kind of people. They are willing to carry on in this notion that humans can do whatever they want and have no effect on the earth. But we've seen, and it doesn't need a whole lot of thinking about to realise that what we do does have an effect on the earth and on the what we leave behind after us, because our actions do have a major impact, and climate change, the effects we're seeing in climate change are most definitely from humans' actions.
I know it's probably an unfair question, and though, but I mean, what kind of small steps would you advise? I know you're not a climate expert or anything like that. You know, again, just a guy working hard in the community to raise awareness. But what kind of small steps would you advise ordinary consumers, ordinary people to take maybe to lessen their impact on the environment?
Yeah, I suppose the use of power, like power, whether it's used from oil or electricity or whatever, that's the less power we use, the less impact. Even if it's just a small thing of turning off your household appliances when you're not using them, but try not to use them unnecessarily, because every power we use is using up the Earth's resources in some way, but fuel, obviously, and try to cut down on journeys. But we do need more initiatives at government level, because the individual in their household can only do so much. What we need is industry to come on board, and the government to try to enforce something down the line. But I suppose the awareness from the public and raising it with your local representatives, as well as try to be more aware of it in your own use.
Okay. Anto, we're running out of time. Thanks for joining us on today's show. Anto, part of the All Clean Coast Group. Next clean-up, the 14th of July. Are you guys looking for volunteers always?
Yeah, we're always looking for people. Yeah, we usually meet at 2 p.m. on Saturday, which is the 14th, and at the lifeguard station on the Front Strand. And everybody's welcome, young and old. And we have all the equipment. We have gloves and bags, and we have a few litter pickers.
And do you guys find that the beach is in need of such services? Is it bad repair sometimes? Or
The beach is it always looks lovely. The problem is that the tide is often cleaning it, though, which isn't what we want. Because the tide comes right in, certainly on the Front Strand section of the beach, it nearly always looks spotless. But what we don't want is the tide taking out the rubbish. We want to get it before it goes out.
Stuff. I think certainly there's some well-founded advice, and especially around the use of plastic, you know, again, and single-use plastic, and there is the possibility that the plastic that you discard and you maybe throw away or whatever ends up back in the food chain and in your digestive system, and is that carcinogenic? Is that healthy for you? Certainly not. I think a great wake-up call there for people around the use of plastic, and maybe there are some alternatives out there. Maybe people can maybe think about how to use plastic more carefully as well. You know. So, Anto, yeah. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's it for me. Thanks to Anto. There for that's the information. And if you want to maybe volunteer with the All Clean Coast Group, the 14th of July is their next meeting.